The hiatus is done. This is the weekly news in review, posted Tuesday, April 8th, 2008, on the killradio.org website. This was written by Chantal Clark and posted on the harpers.org website today as well. And this is the news of the preceding week. So welcome back. My hiatus is at least temporarily on hiatus. You know, it's like if I only work when I'm on a vacation from a vacation, if you catch my drift. Here we go. The United States. Where are they? What are they? They marked the 40th anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. His sister, Christine King Ferris, said he was as normal as a person could be. I want people not to think of him as some mythic character from out of space. Speaking from the Memphis Hotel, now a museum, where King was shot, John McCain was booed after describing how he had voted against creating a federal holiday in King's honor. And Hillary Clinton, speaking from the church where King delivered his last sermon, called for the creation of a poverty czar. Right, right. That means that somebody to make sure that there's a lot of poverty, just like a war czar is to keep us in war and a drug czar is to keep the drugs flowing. No, Hillary. The Clintons released 30 years of tax returns showing that they had earned more than $109 million since the year 2000. Bill Clinton said that Hillary was in tears when he called to say that $250,000 had been raised for her at one particular Pennsylvania event. The United Nations found that women make up 70% of the world's poor, own only 1% of the world's titled land, and are discriminated against in almost every country. And yet there are plenty of people who will tell you that women run everything. Oregon was holding a health insurance lottery for the state's 600,000 uninsured citizens. Angry Americans boycotted Absolut Vodka after the company ran an ad showing much of the western United States as part of Mexico. And DNA found in ancient feces indicated that people lived in the United States much earlier than previously thought. Utah-based internet provider OnSat Network Communications was preparing to shut off service for the entire Navajo Nation, and foreclosures were forcing Americans out of their mansions. People had in their head, I need a mudroom, I need giant columns, I need a media room, said a Virginia real estate researcher. And I'm going to do anything to get it. Meanwhile, the television late at night here in Los Angeles is full of people telling you that this is a good time to learn how to flip houses so that people whose houses are foreclosed, now you can go in and with no money down, get to steal their houses and sell them to somebody else so they can lose them later. And of course, if you're really flipping houses, you will lose your shirt. Russian President Vladimir Putin crashed a gala on the last day of the NATO summit in Bucharest. Let's be friends, guys, he said. President George W. Bush. He snuck out early from a summit meeting on operations in Afghanistan, and it was reported that more than 1,000 Iraqi soldiers and policemen had abandoned their posts during the Basra siege last week. Deaths of Iraqis were up 50% across the country compared to the previous month, but according to John McCain, things are going really well over there. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said she believed peace in the Middle East will come about before Bush leaves office in January. She would say that. She's trying to become the VP candidate for John McCain. Now, the danger of that for John McCain is that that means that he will, as he already is, he's tied up too close to the Bush regime. And to have Condi in there would just make it all about the war. And America doesn't like the war. But at the same time, if they put Condi in as a VP candidate, won't that really screw things up for the Democrats? Because here we have a black man and a white woman running for the nominee. And if they have if the Republicans have a vice president who's a black woman, won't that take all the steam out of their steamers or the wind out of their sails? Personally, I think the Obama-Hillary stuff should just keep on going. That's part of the process. But they both should be bashing McCain. And let's not forget that Condi, during the Katrina event back in 2005, took a vacation, went and bought some expensive shoes, and got roundly booed when she attended the show Spamalot on Broadway while people were drowning in their homes in New Orleans. Ho, 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 ho. Doctors in Al Anbar province named a deadly malarial infection after Blackwater, whose contract the U.S. State Department recently renewed and who are currently under investigation by the FBI for the killing of 17 Iraqi civilians. They've been under that investigation for several months, and there have been additional deaths since then. The Vatican's newspaper reported that Islam had overtaken Roman Catholicism as the world's largest single religious denomination. Take that, you Christian fucks. While Muslim families, as is well known, continue to make a lot of children, said Monsignor Vittorio Formenti, Christian ones, on the contrary, tend to have fewer and fewer. Uh-huh. A church exploded in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. People say miracles don't happen nowadays, said the town's deputy fire chief, who was shielded from the blast by the bell tower. I firmly believe they do happen, those miracles, because one just did. An Iowa man with a lengthy and violent criminal record was serving an 8-Sunday church sentence, and Charlton Heston took his vest off, finally. He once called Martin Luther King Jr. a 20th century Moses for his people, and he was an NRA spokesman who said they'd have to pry his gun from his cold, dead hand. He died Saturday night at the age of 84. Hadijatu Mani, a former slave from Niger, was suing her government for not implementing protective laws after it ended slavery 4 years ago. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe demanded a recount and refused to release the results of his country's recent presidential election, which he probably lost. And a Burmese man was fined $1 and sentenced to life in prison for staging a silent protest outside the U.S. Embassy in Rangoon. There's a good one. $1 and life in prison. Sounds like something the Republicans would like over here. New codes were drawn up to provide the United Kingdom's 900 working beach donkeys with such protections as vacation time, decent housing, and rider weight restrictions. Billionaire Ted Turner told Charlie Rose what will happen if global warming proceeds unchecked. Most of the people will have died, he said, and the rest of us will be cannibals. Global temperatures were expected to decrease in 2008. A Vidalia, Georgia man who had married the widow of a man whose suicide provided him with a heart transplant 12 years ago committed suicide. It was reported that the organs donated by a New York teenager had spread cancer to all four of its recipients, killing two of them. And scientists hoped that a cure for the contagious cancer wiping out Tasmanian devils was to be found in a tumor-resistant devil named Cedric. Cedric the Tasmanian Devil. A New Zealand man threw a hedgehog at a 15-year-old boy. He was arrested shortly afterwards for assault with a weapon, said Sergeant Bruce Jenkins of the Whakatane Police, namely the hedgehog. Well, we're back, and that's the weekly news and review. I hope that you gotten your news someplace else for the last couple of months while I didn't do this. You know what I mean? And in the meantime, Neo has a question for us.
Sailing hardships through broken harbors, out on the waves in the night. Still the searcher must ride the dark horse, racing along in his fright. Tell me why. Tell me why. Is it hard to make arrangements with yourself? Tell me lies later, come and see me, I'll be around for a while. All in the way that you smile. Tell me why. Tell me why. Is it hard to make arrangements with yourself when you're old enough to repay but young enough to sell?
You've been listening to Kill Radio's weekly news in review. I'm Bennett, your faithless host. And that's it. Have a good day.